I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 31st. There were 24 new coronavirus cases confirmed in Quincy yesterday. That brings the active case total now to 206. Quincy's positivity rate is just under 3%. The city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map, and there have been 150 deaths. The Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy is preparing to reopen soon. Library officials say the Adam Shore branch will reopen for in-person services in mid-April, including browsing, holds pickup, self-serve checkout, and computer use. The main branch is hoping to be open again by mid-May after a reorganization of their collections and the replacement of the 20-year-old carpeting. The North Quincy branch renovation project is expected to be completed soon, and officials hope to open that branch in late summer. In the interim, the library continues to offer curbside pickup of materials and numerous online programs and services. Retired Boston Police Captain Richard Evans was arrested yesterday in a federal investigation into overtime fraud at the department's evidence warehouse. According to the FBI in Boston, the 62-year-old Evans of Hanover conspired with officers he supervised in the evidence control unit to steal tens of thousands of dollars in overtime not worked over a five-year span. Back in September, nine current and retired Boston officers were charged in the overtime scheme. Evans oversaw the unit, which stores evidence at a warehouse in Hyde Park. The overtime was paid for with federal grant money. Prosecutors said Evans took $12,395 for overtime hours that he didn't work. From March of 2015 to February of 2019, he was indicted by a federal grand jury. Evans faces charges of conspiracy to commit theft, committing wire fraud, and other violations. He is due in federal court in Boston via video conference. The mass COVID-19 vaccination site at the Heinz Convention Center in Boston is getting a big boost from the federal government. Starting today, FEMA will deliver 6,000 additional vaccine doses per day to that site, bringing the average allocation at the Heinz up to 7,000 doses per day. FEMA will also begin lending support to the staff at that site. The Department of Defense is providing a 216-member active duty Navy unit out of Virginia. State, federal, and state contracted staff will be used to support operations at the facility for 8 weeks. Federal officials said the Heinz was selected to become one of just 21 FEMA sites across the country, in part because of accessibility by various modes of transportation. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, FEMA Administrator Robert Fenton, Senator Ed Markey, Congressman Stephen Lynch, and Governor Baker all toured the facility yesterday afternoon. A Boston man is in custody following a brazen daytime shooting involving a U.S. postal truck in Dorchester. Boston police confirmed the shooting happened just after noon yesterday near the intersection of Quincy and Dacia Streets. No injuries were reported. A U.S. postal truck was hit by at least two bullets, including one round that struck the windshield and another that hit the roof. Stephen Doherty of the U.S. Postal Service said an inspector responded to the scene and that it appears the truck was caught in an apparent crossfire. The postal worker was not in the vehicle at the time. Boston police said the postal employee on scene was very shaken up but not injured. Several vehicles parked in a nearby auto body shop parking lot were also struck by bullets. Boston police said a 17-year-old boy believed to be involved in the incident walked to an area hospital to be treated for a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Witnesses said they saw two teens running from the scene after the shots were fired. Arrested later on was 21-year-old Dion Carruthers of Roxbury, who may face charges in connection with that incident. Well, if you're going out to the ball game, you'll be going out with a dramatically smaller crowd. Under state rules, capacity at Fenway Park is currently limited to 12%. Ahead of opening day tomorrow, staff used zip ties to prevent fans from sitting outside of designated pods. Throughout Fenway, signs encourage fans to maintain distance from others, clean their hands, and wear masks whenever they're not eating or drinking. Bartenders and other vendors will be separated from customers by clear barriers. So when you go to buy your peanuts and Cracker Jack, they don't care if you don't have cash. In fact, they would rather you use contactless payment instead. Sox are scheduled to open the season against the Orioles 2:10 tomorrow afternoon. Patriots will be facing an additional opponent during the 2021 season after the NFL's team owners approved a 17-game regular season yesterday. Marks the first time in 43 years that the NFL regular season will be expanded, as it went from 14 to 16 games in 1978. The 17th game will feature teams from opposing conferences that finished in the same place within their division from the previous season. The AFC was determined to be the home conference for the 17th game in 2021. The AFC East was matched up with the NFC East this year. That means the Patriots will be hosting the Dallas Cowboys at Gillette Stadium for the additional game. Both teams finished in third place in their divisions last season. The last time the two teams played was week 12 of the 2019 season, when the Patriots won 13-9. The 2021 NFL season will kick off on Thursday, September 9th. That game will involve the defending champion Buccaneers. The regular season will end on Sunday, January 9th, 2022. The 2022 Pro Bowl will be played at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas on Sunday, February 6th, and the Super Bowl at SoFi Stadium in L.A. is pushed back to Sunday, February 13th, 2022, a week later than originally scheduled. Super Bowl will now be played during the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. Coincidentally, NBC has the broadcast rights to both sporting events. Registration is underway for the 2021 virtual Boston Marathon. Got off to a bumpy start yesterday. Boston Athletic Association's opening up the virtual race to the first 70,000 people who register. The process started at 10 a.m. in the Athletes Village, and demand appeared to be high. Some complained they were denied access because they tried too many times to register. The BAA tweeted out that they were experiencing some technical difficulties, but got them resolved quickly. You must be 18 or older to enter the virtual race. BAA says it's open to runners of all levels and abilities. The virtual race will be held October 8th through the 10th, just before the in-person race on Monday, October 11th, if road races are allowed in Massachusetts by then. The in-person race field will be reduced to 20,000 runners this year after last year's marathon was canceled because of the pandemic. Virtual participants must complete the 26.2 miles in one continuous attempt to get their medal, but there won't be any time restriction. Last year, more than 16,000 runners finished the virtual race. Anybody still having issues registering can email the BAA. 89 right whales, including three mom and calf pairs, were spotted by the Center for Coastal Studies on March 21st off the Cape. That is the most they have seen in any one day this season. Moms Millipede, Nauset, and Bocce were spotted with calves nearby. Another whale, Marlin, appeared to be, quote, having the time of his life, tail slapping at the surface. The center is researching different food sources around the bay, since whales appear to be feeding more in the southern ends off of Sandy Neck and Sandwich than further north. The small Massachusetts town, known for its outdoor summer antiques shows, has given the go-ahead for them to resume this year. Not everybody is on board, though. The Brimfield Select Board has voted to allow this year's Brimfield Outdoor Antique Shows and Flea Markets to go on. After the town's Board of Health met last week with state officials to discuss the logistics of the shows, which bring tens of thousands of people to town to shop a mile-long stretch of markets. This year's three shows are scheduled for May 11th through the 16th, July 13th through the 18th, and September 7th through the 12th. Last year's shows were canceled because of the pandemic. Some of the promoters who provide the space for vendors say they will opt out of the May show, citing COVID-19 safety concerns. Well, the Biden administration, for the first time, allowed journalists inside its main border detention facility for migrant children, revealing a severely overcrowded tent structure where more than 4,000 people, including children and families, were crammed into a space intended for 250. The youngest were kept in a large playpen with mats on the floor for sleeping. With thousands of children and families arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent weeks and packing facilities, President Joe Biden has been under pressure to bring more transparency to the process. U.S. Customs and Border Protection allowed two journalists from the Associated Press and a crew from CBS to tour the facility in Donna, Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley, the nation's busiest corridor for illegal crossings. Beyond roads and bridges, President Biden's trying to redefine infrastructure, not just as an investment in America, the place, but in its workers, families, and people. The first phase of his Build Back Better package to be unveiled today in Pittsburgh would unleash $2 trillion in new spending on four main hard infrastructure categories: transportation, public water, health and broadband systems, community care for seniors, and innovation research and development. Those would be paid for by permanently raising the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%, which informants say would unwind the lower corporate rate put in place by the Trump administration. G. Gordon Liddy, a mastermind of the Watergate burglary and a radio talk show host after emerging from prison, died Tuesday at age 90 at his daughter's home in Virginia. His son, Thomas Liddy, confirmed the death but did not reveal the cause other than to say it was not related to COVID-19. Liddy, a former FBI agent and Army veteran, was convicted of conspiracy, burglary, and illegal wiretapping for his role in the Watergate burglary, which led to the resignation of President Nixon. He spent 4 years and 4 months in prison, including more than 100 days in solitary confinement. Check of business news this morning, and stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow fell 104 points. The NASDAQ dropped 14. The S&P lost 12. Global stocks mostly lower. The dollar rose. The euro was up. Oil at $60 a barrel. In sports, Bruins beat the Devils in a shootout last night, 5-4. Celtics will host the Dallas Mavericks tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today: increasing cloudiness and breezy but mild, highs today in the low 60s. Rain arrives this evening with a low of 52. Rain throughout the day tomorrow, could be heavy at times, highs tomorrow in the mid-50s. Partly sunny, cool on Friday, a high of 46, plenty of sun, 52 for Saturday. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. Winds out of the south, gusting to 25 knots, high tide right after 2 p.m. Sun rising at 6:27, sets at 7:09. So again, increasing cloudiness today with highs in the low 60s. Rain arrives this evening. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 31st.